Today's shir is Masechet Gittin, Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We had discussed in our previous shir that if somebody says that he's going to give a get in Mati, that if I pass away, the get should be a valid get, the Mishnah asked the question, Mahi Boisna Yomim. What does the Halach consider this woman's status in these days from when the get was given until he actually passes away? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Harei Kesh Sislachot Vera, the halacha considers her a full-fledged Eses Ish. And Rabbi Yossi said, Megureshes Reina Megureshes. And as we've explained in our previous shurim, the nafkamina between these two pshatim is in a case where she had relations with another man during this time. According to Yehuda, if it was done b'shagig, there would be a chiyuv chatas. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, it would be, according to Yehuda, it would be chiyuv chatas. According to Yossi, since she's megureshes, very megureshes, it would be an ashim tali. Begins the Gemara, today's shir, to continue discussing the woman's status in this time. During this period, we know that a husband is entitled to the mitzias of the if the wife finds something, it belongs to the husband. So the husband has ownership of whatever she finds and whatever she earns. As we learned Masechta Nedarim, the husband has a right to be meifu in the dorm of his wife with certain conditions. Yarsha, if she were to pass away during this time, so no midaraisa, the husband is the yarish of his wife. Matamala, the husband is matama to his wife, even if the husband is a kayin. Klal shodava, the rule is harei ishtal kaldava, she's considered a full-fledged wife. The only thing that the get that the husband gave her accomplishes, that if he dies from this illness, she doesn't need a second get. The get that he gave her serves as a get to Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya says, Biyasa Taluya. Everything is in suspension. What he meant to say was, Rameya's opinion is, that if he will die from this illness, the get will be considered a valid get from when he actually gave her a get. And therefore, if he had relations with her if somebody had relations with her during this period, so if the husband ultimately dies from this disease, so that means the get was a get from when the husband gave the get. If the get was a get for when the husband gave the get, so then she will not be considered as if an Eishes Ish, as if she is an Eishes Ish had relations. If the husband, however, doesn't make it, so then if the husband Baruch Hashem does make it, so the get's not a good get, and the get's not a good get. So it turns out we have here a situation of an Eishes Ish who had relationships. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Bilasa Sofik. Rabbi Yossi is a question. Rabbi Yossi, the way the Rishonim explain, is of the opinion, says Rashi, that the get is a get a moment before he dies. But we don't know when that moment will be. What will be the moment before he dies? So since when she has relations, we don't know, is that the moment when he's dying and therefore the get's a get and therefore she's not an Eishes Ish that had relations, or is it not that way? Because of that, Rabbi Yossi says we can't say for sure that we will consider it that she was an Eishes Ish that had an improper relationship. We can't be certain the other way either. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says she brings an Ashim Tali. The Chum Aymrim, Megureshes Vein Megureshes, the Chum as well agree that her status is undetermined, and therefore you bring an Ashim Talui. However, Ovad Shiyamas, when the husband ultimately dies, but if the husband doesn't ultimately die, so then the get was never a get. And since the get was never a get, so she was an Eishes Ish, and there would be a Chiv Chattis. So begins the Gemara with the first question. What is the halachic nafkamina? We said according to both of them, since during this period, we don't know what her status is, and therefore if somebody has relations with her during this period, it's a suffix, and you bring an Oshim Toli. So what is the nafkamina between these two opinions? Answers the Gemara. The question is there a chiv in Oshim Toli? There are mayor who says that he meant that the get should be valid from when he actually gave the get, because if it turns out that the get, that the husband died from this disease, then the get was a get from when the get was actually given. So if she had relations any time after that point, it turns out that she wasn't Eishes Ish, and she wasn't Chayiv. So Rabbi Chanan and the Kibbutz Biurim asks the obvious question. Yes, if it turns out that he doesn't die during, that he dies ultimately from this disease, and therefore we're saying that according to that opinion, if he dies from that disease, the get is a get from when, the get is a get from when he gave it. But when she had the bia, which is obviously before he passed away, we don't know what's going to be. So since we don't know what's going to be, isn't that the real example of a suffix? And the halacha is that by every suffix, you bring an Ashim Tali. So explains Rabbi Chanan, the only time you bring an Ashim Tali is when there's a real possibility that you did an Aveira. The way I understand what Rabbi Chanan means to say, when we've learned the sugyas of Ashim Tali, that primarily Masech decreases, you only bring an Ashim Tali if there are two pieces of meat. One is definitely kosher, one is definitely non-kosher. So there's a real possibility that when somebody ate one of those two pieces of meat, he ate something which is not kosher, and therefore he's chayiv a carbon. Here, it's only like one piece of meat. And therefore, since it's like one piece of meat, and if that piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat, you don't bring in Ashim Tali, even though there's a suffix if it is or it isn't. And that's the case over here. Rabbi Yossi, however, says that when a husband writes this type of a get, what he means to say is that the get should, if he dies, should be effective a moment before he dies. So during this entire period, before that moment, she's a true suffix. And therefore, since she's a true suffix, you bring Ashim Tali. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa. V'chamamim, Megreshes v'ena Megreshes. She's in a status of a suffix. So ask the Gemara, isn't that exactly what we learned? Chachamim v'ena Rabbi Yossi. Isn't that exactly the same as Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Answer the Gemara, Ikka b'nai Rabbi Zeira. The nafkamina between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi is what Rabbi Zeira speaks about. I'm Rabbi Zeira, I'm Rabbi B'yemia, I'm a Shmuel. Chom makum shechom megreshes v'ena megreshes. Baal chayiv mezunosa. The husband continues to have the obligation to support her. Because as long as she's a suffix megreshes, and therefore she's not completely severed from her, that is enough for the husband to have to support her. And that's why the Chum used the words megreshes v'ein megreshes. Megreshes v'ein megreshes means that only when we know for certain that she's megreshes does he not have to support her. When we don't know for sure that she's Mugareshes, the obligation remains. But Rabbi Yossi says, Bilos a Suffolk. And therefore, Bilos a Suffolk means as far as the Gerish is concerned, he's not obligated to support her. But even though he's not obligated to support her, she's still somewhat Suffolk. She's not for sure divorced. And therefore, of course, no one else should have relations with her. And if somebody has relations with her, the halacha would be that they would have to bring a Ashim, she would be have to bring an Ashim Tali. Says the Gemara, if somebody says, Hareza gitacham nasha titlim masayim zos, somebody gives a get to his wife with the stipulation that the get will only be valid if you give me 200 zos. Hareza megureshes, the halacha is, it's a good get. However, titay, if he says, I'm nashatitnli mikavat shloshim yoim. You have to give me the 200 zuz within 30 days. Im nastan labatok shloshim yoim. If she fulfilled the stipulation and she gave it to him within the 30 days, mugureshes, then it's considered a valid get. Then laugh. But if the stipulation was not fulfilled, meaning that she did not give it to him within the 30 days, and mugureshes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Maisa b'Tzaydin, there was an incident that happened at Tzaydin. Bechet shama l'ishtai reza gittacham nasha titan li etzdilasi. I'm willing to give you a get with the stipulation that you give me my coat. However, what happened was v'ovet etzdilasi, and the coat got lost. V'amach chachamim, and the chachamim said that the titan lost the mail, that it will be acceptable. It'll be acceptable to give her the value of the coat. That is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Sefer Gerush Yerachim explains, why does the Mishnah keep on using the example of Mesayim Zuz? The reason that he gives the example of Mesayim Zuz, because that is the amount of the Ksuba, so he wants to get back the amount that he wants to speak about the amount of the Ksuba. He wants to get back the Ksuba. So the Mishnah said, that if the husband made the stipulation, as we just discussed, that I'm giving you a get, but you have to give me 200 zuz, so she gives it. Ask the Gemara, and the Mishnah used the word v'titein. Ask the Gemara, what did the Mishnah mean with that word v'titein? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, v'hi titein. What Rav Huna explains the Mishnah, that the get is considered a get immediately when the husband gives her the get, and she has to afterwards fulfill the stipulation that she owes him the 200 zuz. Rav Yehuda has a very different understanding. He says the get is not considered effective only l'cheshe titein, when she gives the actual get. So Tosfos, quoting the Ri, says that we are not to understand Rav Yehuda's opinion that he certainly holds that the get is not valid until she gives the get. Until she gives the money. We have Rabbi Yehuda has a suffix. When is the get effective? Is it effective at the moment of the giving of the get? Or is it only effective when she gives the get? That's Tosfos' opinion. The Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva says that, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda as the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara so indicates. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the get is only considered a valid get when she actually gives the money. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a question. We've learned many times in our Masechta, and we will learn it again, that there's an opinion, which is not only the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, but that actually we've learned is the halacha, that Zmanoi Shel Shtar Mechichalav. The date of the shtar proves when the transaction took place. So when the husband of our Mishnah and our Gemara gave a get, and he gave the get with today's date, and yes, he made a stipulation that the get will be effective, that she has to give the 200 zuz. But why don't we say, as the Pnei Yeshua, that Zman HaShashtar Mechichalav, and that should clearly be indication, like Rav Yehuda said, that the get is valid from today. So Pnei Yeshua gives two answers. One answer he gives, that when do we say that the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, when the stipulation was in writing. But when the stipulation was Baal Peh, that's not where Rabbi Yossi holds Zman HaShashtar Mechichalav. Only when the Tanai is in the Shtar, can we say that Zman HaShashtar Mechich. If the Tanai is not in the Shtar, we don't say Zman HaShashtar Mechichalav. Another pshat that the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Magen Mishnah is the only time we say Zman HaShashtar Mechichalav is when there's a get that we've been speaking about so often in our sugyas, that he says that he gives the get with a stipulation, if I end up passing away from the disease I'm experiencing. And we don't want, as we've often discussed, that we should have an issue that the get is only valid after he passes away, because ein get lachamisa, and we have to assign a date to the get. So since we have to assign a date to the get, we assign, as Rabbi Yosef said, zman shel shtar mechir chalav. But that doesn't mean, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Rabbi Yosef says that under all circumstances we apply the concept of zman shel shtar mechir chalav. Says the Gemara. So now we have a very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, how to understand what is the halacha in the case of our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, my benai, what will be the practical nafgamina? If the get got lost or ripped to make it disqualified before the wife gave the Messiah Zuz. Rav Huna Amar Vitating, Rav Huna says that the get is effective immediately. The halacha is, even though Rav Huna holds that the get is effective immediately, still, so if something happens to get, ain't tzricha get sheni. The halacha is that you won't need another get. You'll have to pay, she has to follow the stipulation, but that doesn't mean that you need another get. Rabbi Yehuda Amar L'chashatitein, that the get is only effective once she gives the money, and if at that time when she gives the money, the get is no longer viable, so tzrichim and a get sheni, she'll need another get. Says the Gemara, v'tanan nabi gabi kedushin kaigavna. Says the Gemara Masech the Kedushin has a similar discussion, the Gemara Masech the Kedushin, of Samach Amar Aleph, to this discussion. The Tanaim Elisha Arayet Mekadeshesli. Somebody makes a Kedushin with a woman, he says, Arayet Mekadeshesli. Amnasha Itan Lach, and he gives her a Pruta, which as the first Mishnah Masech, the Kedushin teaches us, is what makes a valid Kedushin. But he says, Amnasha Itan Lach Mesayim Zuz. I'm not just going to give you this Pruta, I'm also going to give you Mesayim Zuz. Harayet Mekadeshes. So the Alach is, she's Mekadeshes V'Itan Lach. Says the Gemara, Vitmar, my Vayite. And there too, the Gemara has a discussion. What is meant with the word Vayite? Rav Huna Omer V'hu Yite. When he will give the 200 Zuz, that's when they're Mekudeshes. He should give it. On contrary, they're Mekudeshes right away, but he owes her the money that he promised. Rav Yehuda Omer Licha Sheitein, the Kedushin only becomes valid when he actually gives the money, says the Gemara. What would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? My benayu, ik benayu, she pashta yod v'kibel Kedushin me'acher. If she accepted Kedushin from someone else before she got the 200 Zuz. If Rav Huna Omer V'hu Yitein, so Tanor Ba'alma, his obligation to give the money is a tanai. It doesn't affect the kedushin. She is a ready mekudeshes, and since she's already mekudeshes, once a woman is mekudeshes, obviously she cannot become mekudeshes to another man. Mekayim tanai v'azo. Rav Yehuda l'chayitein l'chayitein lo who do you have a kedushin? Only when he will give her the balance that he owes her is she become mekudeshes, and therefore who ad hashda. Until now, lo have a kedushin. If somebody else gives her kedushin, the halacha. If somebody gives her a kedushin, it will not be. It may be effective. But I point out, as I mentioned before, that Tosfos says that even according to Yehuda, it's not certain. So it's not that she's allowed to become a kedushin to another person. The question is, if this happened. The question is that if this happened, another nafgamina. Says the Tosfos Rid, going back to our Gemara, is if he was Mevatel Get before, in our case, she gave him the money. If we hold that the Get was already a valid Get from the moment it was given, so it's too late to be Mevatel the Get. If it wasn't a Mevatel, if it isn't considered a Get until the money is given, you could be Mevatel the Get. And there are more Paskins that the halacha is that you could be the Eved, you could be Mevatel the Get. Moreover, the Yerushalmi says that the entire discussion that we're having regarding the Kedushin, where if he was Mekadesha with a Pruta, But he also said, I'm going to give you another 200 zuz. When is she become a kudeshes? The machlokes of Huna and Yehuda says the Yerushalmi, that's only when, as we're discussing in the Gemara, when there was a erusin, but not a nesuin. But says the Yerushalmi, if there was a nesuin, everybody agrees that she's considered his wife, and the Tanai is that he has to pay what he has to fulfill the Tanai, but she's certainly considered an Asur. So says the Gemara, why do we have to have the same machlokes of Rav Huna of Yehuda by Gerushin and Kedushin? Answers the Gemara, V'tzricha D'yeshmin Agabi Kedushin, if we only had this machlokes of Rav Huna of Yehuda by Kedushin, we would suggest, but how come Rav Huna? That's where Rav Huna says that she's immediately Mekadeshes. And then, for Yitain, he should give whatever he owes her when he gives it to her. Why? Because Mishim de Karoivikasi. The whole purpose of this is that they want to get married. So he wants to get married right away. And the money will be later. Ava Gabrielation, when we speak about Gerishin, de Lachuki Kasi, nobody is anxious to get divorced that quickly. Even by the Yehuda, that the get is not a get until it was actually, until the stipulation was actually fulfilled. On the other hand, says the Gemara, if we only had this machlokes by Gerushin, we would suggest that it's not a Gerushin, that the Gerushin is immediately. Because since they're divorced, so if she owes her money, there's no concern that if she doesn't give the money, he's going to ask for it. Ava Kedushin, by Kedushin, she wants, that was obviously a stipulation in the marriage, that she's supposed to get this 200 zuz. But she's going to be embarrassed to ask her husband for that money. Ava Kedushin, the ksifla mitzvah, she's embarrassed to ask the husband for the money. Ema Moidele Rabbi Yehuda, maybe in that case, he will agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the Kedushin is not valid until she actually receives the money. V'yashminin gabe kedushin, and continues the Gemara. V'yashminin, so now the Gemara explained why Rav Huna had to say his halacha both by gerushin and by kedushin. Now the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yehuda had to say his opinion both by kedushin and gerushin. Says the Gemara, V'yashmin agabi kedushin, ba'akam Rabbi Yehuda l'chashiyitin. By kedushin is Rabbi Yehuda going to be, they're not going to be considered married until the money is actually delivered. Because as we just said, Mishum, the ksifa l'mitvah, she's embarrassed to ask for the money, and therefore she's not ready to be committed to the marriage until she actually receives the money. Aval gebur gerushin, the Lord Kassel l'mitvah, he's not embarrassed to ask for the money from his divorcee. Eimim moidele Rav Yehuda. V'yashmin gabi gerushin, b'hokam Rav Yehuda. By gerushin, l'chashititin, mishum l'chukikasi. We're breaking a marriage, and nobody's anxious to break that marriage that quickly. Aval kabi kedushin, l'chukikasi. What is the kedushin accomplished? That they're going to be married. Eimim, that he agrees, Rav Yehuda will agree to Rav Huna that they get married as quickly as possible, tzricha. And the Ritva and the Maram Shif points out that it's very uncommon when the Gemara, it's very common, he says, that the Gemara should make a tzricha, so why we need to have the machlokes in two cases. But to go to this extent of saying why we need the tzrichas both for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, why does the Gemara go to such a length? So the Maram Shif says the reason the Gemara went to such length because the Gemara really is coming to answer another question. The other question that the Gemara is coming to answer is that we have two identical Mishnayos and Shas, one in Masechta Kedushin and one Masechta Gittin, which is uncommon that we should have two Mishnayos that are exactly identical. That's why the halacha is that's why the Gemara goes to such great length to explain all the various considerations. So here we said that if they get divorced, so the Gemara put in the concept of leikos of lemitva. He's not embarrassed to get to ask her for the money. But by Kedushin, she will be embarrassed to ask for the money. So what's that? And therefore, since she's going to be embarrassed, that's why the Kedushin, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not effective until he actually gives her the money. But the question is, by when does he give her the money? So the Shulchan Aruch says that we give him 12 months, that if he's Mekadosh her and he makes such a Tanai, he has to fulfill the conditions of the Tanai within 12 months. And if he doesn't fulfill them within 12 months, then we force him to fulfill the condition or divorce him. Meisvei, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, if somebody says to his wife, this get should be a get on the stipulation, you give me 200 zuz, even though if the get gets destroyed or lost before she actually fulfilled the stipulation, the halach is she's already considered megureshes. But she shouldn't get married until she gives. So this is clearly like Rav Huna, who Rav Huna says that the get is effective immediately. According to Rav Yehuda, she's not megureshes until she gives the money. Voi, Tanya, says the mother, there's another braisa. The 70 says, Hareza gitech, somebody, a husband says to the wife, Hareza gitech, am nasha titnli musayim zuz, umeis, and he passes away, nasaloi, if she gave the money to the husband before he passed away. So she fulfilled the stipulation, and therefore the get was certainly a valid get. So she's not considered married. And if this man died without children, she isn't the candidate for Yibam. But if she hadn't given the money before he passed away, so she's considered married, and now the get is too late because it's after his passing. She should give it to one of the relatives. So says the Gemara. At kan loy pligi, the machlokes between Tanakan and Rabbi Shimon is that the get is a get from when it was given. El demas sover, what is the basis of the machlokes? That if giving it to the Yorshim is considered a fulfillment of the Tanai. The Tanakama's opinion is, leave lo yarshai. So once he passes away, there's no way to fulfill his stipulation. Omar Sover, Shimon Gamliel's opinion is, v'filo yarshai. Giving the money that she's obligated to give to his yarshim is considered a fulfillment of the Tanai. However, kula alma, there is no machlokes, that the get, however, is considered a valid get, from when the get was actually given. Mi'etanohava, the question is, can she still fulfill this Tanai? Says the Gemara, to Yoftad Rav Yehuda. Isn't this clearly a refutation of Rav Yehuda? Because Rav Yehuda's opinion throughout our sugya has been that it's not considered a valid fulfillment of the, it's not considered a valid fulfillment of the get's not considered a valid get until she actually fulfills the condition. So our Gemara says the Gemara, Amlach Rav Yehuda. So spans Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, Hamani, who's the Tana of this Bryce Rebbe? He Dam Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kol Aim Amanas, Kame Machshadami. Then whenever the word Amanas is used, it means from now. And therefore, according to the Rebbe, there is no question that even if there's a stipulation attached to the get, that doesn't mean that the get is not becomes valid from when it's actually given. And that's not the opinion that I'm following, says Rabbi Yehuda. Or pligilei rabbanalei. The rabbanan, this is also going to be a concept that we're going to be discussing in our shiurim. The rabbanan don't agree to the concept of the kol oima manas, kaima ma'achshav. And therefore, the Rabban, I say, Rabbi Yehuda, hold like the Rabbanon. V'anod amrik Rabbanon. And therefore, according to me, the halacha could be that the get's not a get until the stipulation is actually fulfilled. And therefore, if it can't be fulfilled, then there can't be a get. So the Chavis Yor says that we just had a machlokes of li v'loy liyorshai. The Chavis Yor says that there are such situations where we certainly say Yorshim included. Our Gemara said, I want the 200 Zuz, and therefore we could say, leave a lo Yorshai. But let's say somebody sells a property, and they make a deal that the property will be paid out, the balance will be paid out over a certain amount of time, and during that time, the husband, the seller passes away. Certainly, the halacha is that everybody agrees that it means that it would be paid, the balance should be paid to the yorshim of the seller. The Rishonim discuss an interesting discussion. Here, with the underlying factor in many of these Gemaras, why was the husband anxious to divorce this wife? Because she shouldn't have to fall to Yibam. And there's a question, if somebody falls to Yibam, but the only surviving brother of the brother who died without children is a mumer, is there a chiyuv Yibam or not? So Yitzchak Chanan brings a raya to this question from our Gemara. The Gemara says that you give, she could fulfill the stipulation of Shimon Gamliel said by giving the money to one of the relations. Says, ask Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. We understand that the father, because the father, Noisla Aviv, because the father is the first Yorish of his son who passes away without children. The brothers, but let's understand, why does the Gemara speak about the brothers? If there are no brothers, there's no Chiyuv Yibam. And if there are brothers, so they come first. Why does it say, La'achiv, La'aviv? We understand, because the father always comes first. La'achiv, Lechem and Akrivim. Why, if there are brothers, would any of the other Krivim be a question? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is speaking about a case where there is a brother, and the brother is a mumer. And the halacha is that if the brother is a mumer, since the brother is a mumer, he's not in the picture. And that's why it says, if there's brothers, and the brothers are behaving the way they're supposed to behave, so they come and there's no father, they go after, they go first. But if not, if there is a brother, but he doesn't behave properly, then there won't be an issue of Yibam, explains Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, but that brother who's a mumer won't get the Yerusha either. Who will get the Yerusha? The Yerusha will be given Lechem and Akrivim. Says the Gemara of Amar Abzeira, Kavina B'Bavel, Abzeira teaches us that when I was in Bavel, Amrina Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rabbi, this halacha that we just learned, that Kol Ayim Menas is Kavim Ma'akshav Dami, and as we also just learned, the Rabbanan disagree. Kisalika, when I came from Bavel to Tetzisrael, Ash Kachdeler of Asi, the Yosef, I met Rav Asi, who was sitting and teaching us, Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, Hakal Moidim, that everybody is in agreement, the Ba'oim Amanas, when you use the words Amanas, Koyme Machshav Dami, Vloy Nechleku, where do we have a Machleikis that the Rabbanan do not necessarily agree that it's Kama Akshav, in a case where somebody said, Mahayoim Lachamisa, says the Gemara Vatanya, and the Gemara brings a raya to this approach, because the Braisa teaches us, Mahayoim Lachamisa, that if somebody said, Mahayoim Lachamisa, what did he mean? So, get and a get, the Rechachamim, Rabbi Aymar raised a get. He meant to connect, he certainly did not mean to make a get l'achar misa. So we see that the Chachamim and Ramei and Rebbe have a disagreement. But in the case, we have Mayoyim l'achar misa. That's the case that they have a disagreement. But, says the Gemara, in a case where it wasn't that way, where he said Almanas, everybody will be in agreement that the get is valid from when the get was actually given. So ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that as we said a few moments ago, that even by Almanas, they're having this dispute, So Adam mythically my yom lachamisa, and to tell us that that's where they have the machlokes. Why don't we say lifically ba'almanas and tell us that even by almanas they have this dispute? Answers the Gemara. L'diyachak koicha de Rebbe, to teach us how lenient Rebbe is, that even in the case that of mehayoyim, Rebbe says that mehayoyim means from today and not only when he passes away or a minute before he passes away. So ask the Gemara, but you, Rebbe, are you Rebbe Yehuda telling us? The Rabbanan's opinion is that even by a manas, we don't say kamachshav dami. So ask the Gemara, so lifelgu, why don't we have the machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanan in the case of Amanas? Or the Achad Koichad Rabbanan, that they never hold its Kami Akshav, answers the Gemara, Koichad Tera Difalei. The Gemara always prefers to tell us the lenient approach, and to tell us that we're applying the concept that it's Mi Akshav is the lenient approach. And Rashi Masechta Beya explains why is the Koichad Tera Difalei. So Rashi explains that if somebody doesn't know what to do, so what the natural reaction to do is to be machmer. But to say a kula means that you know what you're saying, you're comfortable in what you're doing and saying. And therefore, that's a bigger chiddush. And I saw the Rishonim say a gewal de gewart. When the Gemara applies the concept of koyach adir adir difala is applied even in a case where that won't be the halacha. But to show us how far a Tana or a Meira were able to apply the concept of heter is something the Gemara wants to teach us. The Mishnah says, "I'm nashatitli mekanat shloishim yoyim." If he says to her that what you owe me, you should give to me within 30 days. So if she fulfilled the obligation within 30 days, fantastic. And if not, the get's not a get. Pshita, says the Gemara, obviously that's the halacha. That's what was said. Answers the Gemara, Matatema, Kpeda, Lav Kpeda. This that he said within 30 days didn't mean that he means it has to be within 30 days. All he meant was Lazar Zakasi. He wanted to make sure that she got his attention, Kamashmala, no, that we take his words literally. And if he said 30 days, he meant 30 days. And if she doesn't fulfill the stipulation, the get will not be a get. Amar Shem Gamliel, and the Gemara says, Amar Shem Gamliel, Maisa B'tzaydin, where the husband said, the get will be a get if you give me my coat. And she couldn't find the coat. And Shem Gamliel said, the Chum said, you could give the value. Man Tana de Tani Amaisa, says the Gemara, what's the story, what is the halacha that this story that our Mishnah teaches us, this episode, is related to? Says the Gemara, Sur Mechzerach Tani. In Mamala, if a husband told his wife, I'm giving you the get with the stipulation, I'm Nasha Titanli, it's the lossi, that you give me my coat. Vav, it's the lossi, and then the coat got lost. It's the lossi, Dafka Kamala. He said he wants the coat, and if she doesn't deliver the coat, it's not a get. Comes along with Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Titanlois the Ma, says the Gemara, Shimon Gamliel says, give the value. And Omer of Shimon Gamliel, to support his psak, Meisenam B'tzaydin, Becha Chama Lishtoi, Hareza Gitech, I'm giving you my coat. Becha Chama Hareza Gitech, I'm Nasha Titanlois the Lossi. And then, V'ovid it's the Lossoi, and he lost the coat. She couldn't find the coat. From Chama Titanlois the Ma, the money will be value. Says the Rosh. Machlokes Rishonim here, actually. The Rosh says the opinion of the Rabbanan that disagree with Rav Shem Gamliel and hold that you have to give the actual coat is only by a get. But the Rosh says in other circumstances, even the Chachamim would agree that giving the money would be satisfactory. Other Rishonim disagree. And they say that in all areas of halacha, if a stipulation was made, you have to follow the letter of, you have to follow what was said, and therefore, if you didn't follow what you said, it would not be satisfactory. But ask the Rosh. We know, and we're going to learn this again at the beginning of Masechta Kedushin, that there's a famous halacha concept of shav kesef kekesef. So if she can't give the coat, why don't we apply the concept that giving something value, money or anything that has the same value is equivalent. Says the Rosh. The reason the Rabbanan take this position over here is because we're dealing with a couple that's getting divorced. And the Gemara has said and will say that when we have a couple that's getting divorced, there's a new concept. And that is Letzura Kamachavin. So since he wants to hurt her, that's why we say Letzura Kamachavin. And the halacha will be that she has to give the actual coat, say the Rabbanan, anything else will not do. The Gayani Shah says that we only apply the concept of Shava Kesef Gekesef by the rice imposed obligations. If somebody has to fulfill the rice obligation, so there's a rule, Shava Kesef Gekesef. But here it's something that this husband created this obligation. In a case where a husband created obligation, then we don't say Shava Kesef Gekesef. We know that when it comes to Sukkos, when a dalaminim, one has to use his own dalaminim. What happens if somebody doesn't have his own dalaminim? We give him, somebody gives him his esrig and gives it to him with matana nas lahachzer. What's going to be an halacha where I gave somebody my esrig as a matana nas lahachzer and then something happened and he can't, and the esrig is no longer here? Could I fulfill my obligation with Shava Kesef? Says the Itur, even though normally Shava Kesef Kesef, when you gave me your esrig, you want your esrig back. And therefore, says the Itur, and the says the Itur, that you want your esrig and nothing else will do. The Truman Sadeshin disagrees. The Truman Sadeshin's opinion is that certainly you always want what you always want what you gave me. You want the esrig back. But the pshat in our Mishnah and the pshat by the esrig is that you want what you want it back if you can get it back. But if you can't get it back, then you'll be satisfied. And that's the basis of Rav Shimon's, the Gamliel's psak, that if you can't get the esrig or you can't get the coat, you'll take the cash instead. The Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Gimel discusses a shaila where somebody obligated himself to give clothing to an oni. That the halach, and then something happened and he can't find clothing. Can he fulfill his obligation with giving cash instead? So the Shvus Yaakov says, very much in line with the Rosh that we quoted. In our Gemara, the Chacham say that since we have a concept of Letzurei Kamechavim, if he doesn't give the money, the halacha is, if she doesn't give him the coat, even giving the value of the coat is inadequate. But you can't say that by tzedakah. Yes, I wanted to give you clothing, but if I can't, I can give you the money. The Pesachei Tshuva disagrees, and the Pesachei Tshuva says that there was a person who was sick and he left a tzava that his clothing should be given to a certain individual. And then the person passed away who left this tzava, but his family wants to hold on to his clothing, but they don't want, of course, to deprive this person to whom their father had made a commitment. So they say, we'll give you the value. And the Pesachei Tshuva says, no, that you have to do what was committed to. And particularly, if we go back to what we just learned, that even Rav Shimon Gamliel perhaps agrees that when you could fulfill what you're supposed to fulfill, then you can't get away with anything else. Says the Gemara Bominei, Rav Asim, Rav Yochanan. I raise a get to him, and I shall somebody says, I'm giving you a get with the stipulation that you give me Messiah Mzuz. V'chaz Amar, Mechulam Loch. And then the husband says to the wife, I'm Moichliu. Mau. Says the Gemara, Teboilu Rabbanon. This question is posed according to the opinion of the Rabbanon of Amishnah. At the Boiler of Shimon Gamliel, it's posed according to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel of Amishnah. The Boiler Rabbanon, at Kalar of Kalar Rabbanon Hosom, that you have to give the actual garment, at the Lachla Gabbah, because he never forgave her for what he stipulated. Aval Hocha, in this case, Hokamala Mechulam Lach. He expressly is saying that it's not a problem. Oidoma, Afilah Shimon Gamliel, You could give the cash instead of the coat. Aval gamri, to be able to just to walk away from the stipulation, loy. Amalei, says the Gemara, the mechila is not considered as if he got the money, and then megreshes, because there was a stipulation attached to this get. Esvei, asked the Gemara, the Mishnah, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Samech Gimel, Amud Beis, teaches us, Haim lechaveir koinim shatananali, you may not have any benefit from me, im atenoisenli ubenei kar echad shalchitin, unless you give my son a certain measure of wheat, v'shtei chavishal yayin, 2 barrels of wine. Ramei Omer Osir, he can't have any benefit at Shitin until he fulfills the stipulation. Even though normally we could only have a neder annulled with a chacham being matted a neder, you don't have to be matted a neder. All he says is, harei kiskabalti. So here too, the person could say, harei ani kiskabalti, and even though you didn't give me the money, it should be considered as if I got it. Says the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Hachi Ashna. Hasma Tzura Kamechavin. By the get, he wants to bother her, as we've been learning this concept. And he's saying, the get, not a get until you give me my coat. And therefore, if he's Meichel her, so what happened was, Loi Tziara, he didn't accomplish his goal, and the get's not a get. Hacha, Mishem Havachahu. Why did he make this stipulation? Because he needed to get money for his son. And here, Layitzrach, says the Gemara, similar story. There was somebody who said to a sharecropper, Kuli Ama, the normal arrangement of the sharecroppers is Dala Tlosa Dalvasa. They water the wheat field 3 times a year, Vachli River, and for that they get 25% of all the grain that grows. I want to have a different deal with you. Dli Arba, water the field 4 times during the season, and for that, I'll give you Tilsa. Lubsoif, it says the Gemara, Asa Mitra, it rained, and there was no need to water the field 4 times. So Amar of Yosef, Haloi Dala, he didn't fulfill a stipulation, and therefore he's not entitled to a third. Rav Amar, Haloi Yitzracha, it wasn't that he didn't want to do what he was supposed to, he didn't have to, because Baruch Hashem, it rained. Lema, so suggests the Gemara, that how should we understand this machlokes of Rabbi Yosef and Rabba? It's the machlokes of our Mishnah of the Rabbanan of Shimon. Rabbi Yosef, the Amik Rabbanan, that you have to do what you stipulated. You stipulated 4 times you're going to water. And if you don't water the field 4 times, you're not going to get your third. Rav Damak Rav Shimon Gamaliel. And therefore, even though you didn't water the field 4 times, you don't have to follow the stipulation to the letter of the law. Says the Gemara Tisbara, how can we say that that's the machlokes? For Kaimelon, we know that halacha is that wherever Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, the halacha is like Rabbi. And here, in halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, as we're going to learn in our coming shir, the halacha is like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Ella, says the Gemara, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and our Mishnah follow the opinion of Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef, it's very similar, simple. The Rabbanan say, you made a stipulation, you have to follow the stipulation. And if you do not follow the stipulation, then there's no deal. Rabbis, Amalach, Anod Amri, Afil Rabbanan. At Kan Lekam Rabbanan, when did the Rabbanan say you have to follow the stipulation, Ella by a get? Because as we learned earlier, the Tzura Kamachavan, he's anxious to bother her, and he wants her to bring the coat, nothing else. Aval Hochop, why did this person make the deal with the sharecropper? They should water the field. Because Mishim Havachahu, he wants the field to be adequately watered. V'alei Yitzruch, and it was Baruch Hashem adequately watered, and therefore, the halacha is that the Rabbanan also will agree that he's entitled to a third, even though the sharecropper did not end up watering the field 4 times. Rabbi Nasha Klein Zitzal, the Shas of Chus from the Halachas Cheluk Yudalid, Simon Reish Nun, uses this Gemara to discuss a fairly interesting and common question. Somebody makes a contract with people who clean the snow that every time it's going to snow, they're going to come and clean the snow, whatever they make up, once a day, twice a day, whatever the stipulations are. And what happens is, There was no snow this season. So the person who entered the contract says, why should I pay you? You didn't even have to come once to clean my snow. The person who entered the contract said, I was ready to come. Baruch Hashem, it didn't snow. What's the halacha? So says Reb Menashe Klein, that out in the case of our Gemara, where somebody made this deal with the sharecropper, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in paskening that even though the sharecropper did not have to water the field four times, the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mispach Simen Shin Lamedalit Sif Yud says that the sharecropper in this case will be entitled to his third, not just a quarter. Says Reb Menashe Klein, and here is the going to be the same halacha. They entered into a contract. The person was prepared to fulfill his obligation. If at the end it didn't snow and he didn't have to fulfill his obligation, that doesn't mean he wasn't prepared to do what he had committed to, and therefore he's entitled to payment, even though he never had to clean the snow even once during the entire season.